This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have talked a couple of times past week or two about China and Beijing's tightening up on some big companies and industries over there, everything from tech to education. Apps have been shut down, IPOs have been put off, and investors have gotten gun-shy. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, there are some indications amid all of this that the two biggest economies on the planet are disentangling themselves financially.
Investors excited about Chinese equities have had a rude awakening in the recent crackdowns over issues like antitrust, data sharing, and foreign ownership. Shirley Wu is a global investment strategist at Bank of America.
Chinese policy is becoming more of a tail risk.
A tail risk is something really terrible that probably won't happen, but could.
As of August, 16% of our investors do think that Chinese policy is the biggest tail risk over the coming year.
Granted, they were more concerned about inflation and COVID, but the risks of investing in Chinese companies is on investors' minds.
A lot of people and firms are investing in China without really understanding how China's system works.
Martin Chorzempa is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. He says the crackdowns investors are noticing are actually pretty typical for China. Investor fears don't rise to the level of completely financially disconnecting the two economies, something referred to as decoupling, but there are bigger pressures driving a wedge between U.S. investors and Chinese firms.
There's going to have to be some degree of financial decoupling because of the disagreements that the U.S. and China have.
In a nutshell, the U.S. and China disagree over accounting standards. Chinese companies, by law, have until 2022 to comply with U.S. rules or stop listing in the U.S. Compromise does not look likely.
We have a sense of ticking time bomb.
But even beyond accounting standards, the economic and financial ties between the U.S. and China may be disentangling. That's what Cliff Kupchan argued in a recent note to clients. He's chairman of Eurasia Group.
The structure of the world now is U.S.-China bipolarity. Any bipolar system injects a big dose of decoupling.
Anything related to national security, he argues, and that includes industries like big tech and data, are going to see the most separation between the U.S. and China. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.